new TV shows, new movies, new trends, and a new actress coming to your screen soon. This is BHL Next.
I got so many bitches, I done lost count.
Shout out West Side Effects.
Now, this is the first time I heard this song, and I only heard, like, the first, like...
You like it?
10 seconds. I was like, oh, yeah, this is the one.
Yeah,
this is
the banger.
Not me and my homegirls will be playing when we get
right.
Because, you know, like, those girls, you look really pretty, but then you listen to that,
yeah, and you
know,
like,
trap music, and you're getting ready, like... Don't let me fool you. I listen to that trap. What's up, everybody? This is BHL Next. It's Thursday. I am your girl, Raylan T. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raylan Taryn. And I have the lovely Christina Cooper in studio with us. Girl, let them know where they can find you on social media.
Well, you guys can follow me at the Christina Cooper on Instagram. And I don't have a Twitter. So.
Yeah, she doesn't have a Twitter. She's keeping it classy. You can find her one way and a simple name. That's how it goes. Y'all don't have too many E's and too many numbers. It's simple. The Christina Cooper. So, Christina, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having
me. I know you have so many things in the works. Let's start off with Dear White People.
Yes.
Now, this is a Netflix original, and it has become so popular. I know the movie came out in 2014, and so now it's a television show. Can you talk a little bit about that and your character on Dear White People?
Yeah, of course, of course. So on the show, I'm playing Miko in season one, and they're going to start filming season two later on this year, so they're bringing me back, and everything should be good, so I'm super excited. Working on set with Antoinette, and Logan was, like, amazing.
I know.
The sweetest people, so down to earth. It was super fun, and I'm just, like, so excited. I had my own trailer, too, but my role was super small in season one, so I was, like...
Own trailer?
Yes, girl. I was, like, this was, like, my first, like... role, actually. I think I'm SAG now from it.
Oh, but my gosh.
Yeah, it was super dope. Super exciting.
So tell me a little bit about how you got into acting then.
Let's see. I used to want to do acting when I was younger. Like, I used to do extra work on, like, Nickelodeon and, like, Cartoon Network, stuff
That's
like
great.
That.
Because I used to always want to be an extra on one of those shows. So
it's,
you got my bucket list down as
girl.
Far as that.
Like, acting is so fun and, like, it's like a way to get away from the real life sometimes.
Yeah, because you're somebody else.
Exactly, yeah. So, but it kind of just happened recently, like, with this role. But shout out to my agent, Carmony. She's the one who booked me that role. She's, like, the best agent.
Shout out, Carmony.
Ever, yeah. So,
oh, my gosh. So then, so back to Dear White People.
Yeah.
You know, the story for a lot of African-Americans is so relatable. Did you find it relatable as well?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Especially the, like, don't touch my hair.
Oh.
I mean, it's like a joke. I get it, you know. But,
yeah.
I mean, it happens. And growing up, actually, in elementary school, I went to, like, all Asian school.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, like, the only half. I'm half Jamaican, but, like, same thing, half black, you know, kid in school. So I used to get, like, bullied and stuff. So I kind of can relate. And it was because of, you know, being half black.
Yeah.
So.
Being different.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it was one of the best songs last year. So come on,
bring
come on.
Ronnie. Ronnie, our engineer, knows what's up. Okay,
this is the right time.
I've had those times too.
Yes.
You know? Especially on a straight hair day, you can't touch it.
Girl,
you can't touch it on a straight hair day. Oh, yeah, humidity, grease.
Yes, girl.
Don't get me started on
We won't.
Okay, so Dear White People, it's amazing. I'm so glad it's coming out with season two.
Me too.
For those of you who are, I don't know, under a rock and don't know about this series, we do have a trailer that we're going to pull up for you guys in a minute. But do you know anything about this season coming up?
I don't yet. I haven't been given any information, so we'll see. But I know they're filming by the end of this year, so
what did you... Did you see the whole entire season one and how it played out?
I didn't even see the whole season, girl. I'm kind of like ashamed.
It's okay. But, no, it's fine.
Yeah.
You know, it's on Netflix, so you have time to
binge
watch.
Right.
And I haven't even finished. I'm on episode 7.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to finish it. Because you know a lot of people with these Netflix shows, they binge watch the whole thing.
Exactly.
I agree. When you watch something and it gets to a point, like episode 5 on that show was so good.
It was,
sort of need to chill because you don't want it to be in.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm on number 7. I've got 3 episodes left and I have to wait till next year.
Exactly.
So I'm trying to hold on to it. So like I said, if you're not familiar with Dear White People, let me introduce you. This is the trailer for the season that's already out on Netflix. So take a look.
Warning. The following program is meant for both white and black audiences and every other color imaginable.
Dear white people.
I just want to say that I find your show offensive.
Having a black vibrator does not count as an interracial relationship.
And highly divisive.
When you ask someone who looks ethnically different,
what are you?
The answer is usually
a person about to slap the shit out of you.
We need to come together at times like this.
When are you gonna wake up to your white privilege, man?
I'm black.
I love that part.
Sorry, brother. Thanks for calling.
Now, Christina, did you see the movie Dear White People? I feel like they really spun this TV show in a different direction and more engaging. Because when I watched the movie, I thought everybody who I know who watches this says that it was a good movie. However, there was a little more. There should have been a little more. And I feel like the show definitely did that. That's why I'm like trying to hold on because I'm like, I want when more, but I'm in a rock and a hard place. So, I mean, I loved it. I think the casting is great, too. And I see that they even casted some people who were in the movie.
Right, exactly.
So I like that part of it as well. Cool. It's not like a whole new cast.
Exactly,
Because, I feel like they balanced it out because, some people don't like a lot of change.
Yeah, definitely.
So
and shout out Tina, too, the director.
Tina. Shout out Tina because you did an amazing job on this. Yes. I love this show. And I can't wait to see how your character develops in season 2.
I know. I'm excited.
Now, tell me about the next up-and-coming role you have. And this is as Corin on Fourth Down. It was created by Dorothy Outley.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about the show. I kind of got a premise, but I feel like you could say it better. So
yes, I'm super excited. The show is about basically Corin. She's dating a famous football player.
Oh, so you're the star.
I'm the lead role. Yeah, it's my first lead role. So I'm trying to memorize this script, because I'm used to just 2 lines and stuff like that. But it follows Corin and Jay, which is the football player, through everything, there's cheating. It's a little bit of just everything, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, just what it would be like dating a football player.
Now, is there a show that you feel like this one or Fourth Down is similar to?
I would say it's a little different than anything that's out right now, but maybe a similar vibe to Ballers on HBO, but more so targeted for women. Because the Dorothy Outley, she is all about women empowerment, and she just wants to spread knowledge to all of us women about just stuff that goes on in the industry and
definitely,
just everything.
Definitely.
So it's going to be great.
I can't wait. Yes. And that's all what I want to read about, see about how these relationships play out. I'm a sucker for relationships on TV.
I know.
You know, you get hooked. You start giving them relationship names and hashtags.
Yes, girl.
I'm so excited for that. So Fourth Down. Do you know any of your other cast members yet?
I haven't met any of the cast members yet. We're doing a shoot tomorrow, a little interview, kind of getting to know the characters a little better. So I'll probably be meeting everybody tomorrow. So I'll have to keep you guys posted on that one.
Oh
for
my
sure.
gosh! Yes, you have to come back when when Fourth Down is about to premiere.
Yes, when it's about to premiere. Yes, you guys can even come to the premiere. That'll be amazing. Right?
Oh shoot! Invited to the Fourth Down premiere.
Yes,
I can't wait. It sounds really good.
Yeah, it's gonna be dope.
I'm excited. I'm so excited for you. Now tell me about your modeling career. Because, I know y'all was wondering, she's just an actress, that's it, that's her only gimmick. No, there's more. She's a model, so tell me about that.
Well, speaking of such, I actually learned how to walk from Miss Tanya Love sitting in the room with us over there in the corner. Yes. That's my boyfriend's mother. She's amazing. She kind of, was one of the people that supported me and, motivated me to really, get into this modeling stuff, you know? But it's been going, pretty good so far and growing. I've done, something for Vogue in Milan. I've done like more streetwear stuff, like Reebok Classics, and like a lot of little brands here and there, and just trying to grow and. Yeah.
Bella and Gigi. Again, y'all might have to watch out.
We got to represent for us African-American women. Definitely. Like, you know, in this fashion industry, it is difficult.
Yeah. But so, you're killing it.
Trying.
Yeah. You are definitely killing it. Any inspiration, like some models that you looked up to or careers?
Besides Tanya Love. Naomi Campbell. She's like Jamaican. I'm half Jamaican.
Yeah, I know. I was like, you were looking at Naomi.
Yes.
Who else?
Tyra Banks is pretty cool, too. Yeah. I love her energy. She's super outgoing.
And she's such a businesswoman.
She is.
Like, you know, did the modeling thing, and then she's like, I'm about to make money in other avenues.
Exactly.
So, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Do you ever want to do, like, a Victoria's Secret runway show?
I really would love to. That would be amazing.
You can be an angel. I have a Victoria's Secret angel already on my show. We always do this thing where every time we have a guest and they want to do something, mm-hmm. we always like, all right, now we're putting it in the universe. Yes. So when it happens.
Twinkle, twinkle.
I'm saying it for a lot of people, so I hope they reference back this episode.
Yeah,
when the
reference.
Stuff that they put out in the universe.
Exactly.
But no, yeah, you're really going to do big things.
Thank
already
you so
know
much.
Modeling,
thank
acting.
You.
I'm so excited
much.
For you, especially
thank
because
you.
Like, you know, it's all new, you know,
yeah.
fresh,
mm-hmm.
and I know it's like such like a emotional roller coaster of
it
everything,
really
especially because I feel like you've been doing this for a minute, right?
Yeah, it's been like, I want to say like 2 years
yeah.
maybe or so. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I know, especially with like Instagram and a lot of things, you think
mm-hmm.
that it comes so quick
so,
or
yeah.
a lot of people are under that impression.
Yeah.
So it takes a lot of
it
work.
It takes time. Yeah, yeah, definitely. And
oh
you just got to like stay persistent and don't be afraid of like when people tell you like, oh, you can't do it or no, next, or you know, like there's always going to be a time for you to shine. So,
and speaking of next, that mm-hmm. leads us into our next segment. So, we do a segment here called Next in Casting, where we bring up what is coming into theaters, what's going to be on your TV screens as the new show. And so, I feel like everybody probably knows mm-hmm. that this Friday or tomorrow, mm-hmm. Girls Trip, the movie with Queen Latifah, Tiffany Haddish, Jada Pinkett, Regina Hall. This seems like an amazing movie. If you guys haven't seen the trailer, I got you. We got it right here.
Oh, my gosh.
Girls, you know you've got those friends. The ones that got your back. The ones that make you laugh. The ones that keep it real. We haven't hung in 5 years. We need a girls' trip.
Buckle up, because I plan on getting white girl wasted.
Okay. That's hand sanitizer.
It burns.
Who's ready for after sex?
Find this funny at all.
OMG! I already bought my tickets this morning. Me and my
so
mom
excited.
Are gonna go watch Girls Trip tomorrow.
Oh my gosh, I wanna see that so bad.
Yes, you have to go see it. Oh, when's the last time you went on a girls trip?
Oh, I don't think I've ever been on a
I haven't
girls
either.
Trip yet.
You know, I feel like me and my friends, we just got out of school. We trying to get our money to get up out
hustle.
Of school. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but one day.
That's why I'm
sure.
like, I'm not ready for my friends to start doing
right.
destination birthdays. You
right,
know what I mean?
Right.
Let alone trips.
Right.
I'm like, y'all gonna have to give me a few years to stack and,
right,
then,
and then
let me know 5 years in advance and then we'll go from
right,
there.
Right, exactly.
But I always wanted to go to Essence Fest. Have you ever been?
I've never been. My publicist, actually, Soraya Ross, she couldn't be here today, but she was going to get us to go to the Essence Fest, but I think it was, like, right after BET weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
so it was kind of
mm-hmm.
hectic,
mm-hmm.
and it was, like, interviews going
yeah,
on and stuff, so we didn't get to make it, but hopefully next year. Have you been before?
I have not. I haven't even
we
been to
go,
New Orleans,
girl.
So...
I really
you know,
and
I heard
the
they
food?
Party. Yeah, food. I heard they party till you crack it down. You know, in LA, everything closes at 2.
Yeah.
So all my East Coast people are probably like,
what?
At 2?
Yeah.
Yes. Fest. Stuff shuts down early over here, so I can't wait to go to Essence Fest and just take the town. So our next segment is Next or Nah. So this is when we talk about what is trending right now. And I don't know, it's a trend that I feel like has already been a thing. Mm-hmm. It's the glitter lip. So as you can see, we're pulling it up right now. We got Naomi Campbell Middle, who is your inspiration. She's rocking the glitter lip, and then we also have some pictures of, I think, like, makeup artists who redid the lip. Yeah. What are you thinking? Next or nah, Christina?
I think I kind of like it. So maybe, like, next.
Yeah, I like it too. My whole thing is like, okay, are we wearing this in the daytime or are we wearing this at night?
Right. I feel you on that one though. Yeah.
Because I don't know if it's like, you know, 12 noon and I'm walking down the street with the glitter lip. Not that. I don't know, that's going to be a little bit too much.
Too much
for the people.
That's
the people
true.
Might not be able to handle it.
Yeah, that might be a little
like,
too much.
Like, girl, it is 12 noon. Why you got
right? Why are you shining on us like that?
You know, but then I don't know, people's highlight be is
shining
like that too at nighttime.
At nighttime.
Make my highlight glow
girl,
at nighttime.
Exactly.
I always say if they can't see it from outer space, then I'm not.
Exactly.
You're not glowing. You're not doing it right. You know, one time somebody tried to shade me and say, you know, you shouldn't be wearing highlight like that in the wintertime.
How you gonna?
You know, so I guess I'm like, First of all, you're a male, and you know the trends of what I'm supposed to be doing.
Exactly.
It's like, it's winter. That is for the summer.
Mm-mm. They can't be throwing no shade in the summer either.
See? So, yeah, I'm saying that this is it. This is next.
Yeah.
I'm feeling it. And, you know, Naomi Campbell, she kind of inspired me to do it. But then again, you know, I'm really messy. You might see that glitter somewhere on my teeth.
Somewhere else. Yeah, that's true.
You know, that seems like a lot.
Real good.
Can't kiss nobody in the glitter lip, too.
That's true.
It's just kind of, I feel like I'll just throw it on for a cute Instagram picture.
Yeah, yeah. Or like
cute
a
cute Instagram picture,
event.
Red carpet event like Miss Naomi
not
Campbell.
Every day,
not an everyday thing.
Not.
Yeah. And you know they're selling it by with lip glosses and stuff too, I've seen.
Nice.
So I'm like, I might have to cop that.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Hmm. And speaking of makeup, Christina, I know that you have partnered up with Miss Mascara and you have the Christina Cooper collection. So tell me about this, and tell me about this brand, Miss Mascara, too.
Okay, so Miss Mascara is a company started by Denise Toledo, and she's based on the East Coast in, like, the Philly area.
Ooh, and, shout out Philly!
Philly! Woo-woo! she's, like, the sweetest person ever, and we are doing, like, a collab on a makeup collection. It's called the Christina Cooper Collection. And it's, like, we don't have that many, like, lip gloss colors yet. But we have, like, a color called Spotlight. It's, like, a real nice shimmer.
Ooh, I love a nice shimmer.
Yes. Mm. And then we have, like, a nude. It's called Exposed. We have an eyeshadow palette. We have some lashes. We have some shimmers. We have, like, the whole little shebang.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I need this. Cool. I need this kit.
Yes, girl.
I'm going to order a few because, you know, I feel like right now a lot of birthdays are coming up for me, and this is the perfect thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you have eyeshadow, too. And you have one with you right now,
right?
Oh, please. You can even open up the case. I want to see this color.
Cool.
I think I got a little glimpse of it, but
it's like show a bronzy. And then we have, like, a shimmer that goes with it, too.
That's hot.
Yes.
I am feeling it.
Yes.
This is such a nice color. I can see, in the sun, summer. And I have one that I just bought that's cheap, real cheap. I just needed to buy something real quick so I can get cash back.
Yes.
So I feel like this one, though, is like some quality stuff.
Yes,
I like
super
it.
Cool. It's like, it has a nice shimmer.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, no, I like it.
Bam.
And, you know, I always need a gloss. Because, you know, I was doing mattes for a minute.
Mattes are
But
dope
now,
too.
You know, I was doing mattes for so long that now when I wear my mattes, I find myself putting lip gloss over
mm-hmm,
it.
Girl.
You know?
Mm-hmm. It
Miss
happens.
Miss Mascara, guys.
Miss Mascara.
And they can go to MissMascara.com? Or?
Yes, MissMascara.com / Christina Cooper Collection. And bam.
OMG. Yes. Okay, so we got our makeup, we got our new movie, and we have Christina with her new shows that are going to be coming out. Now, before I let you go, we have a game.
Oh, snap.
Yes, because we're going to plan a girls' trip.
Woo!
We are going to plan a girls' trip. Ronnie, cue the music. Now, this game is inspired, of course, by the Girls Trip movie. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to give you two options of, you know, things that we could do on our girls' trip.
Okay.
And maybe, who knows, we'll be going on this girls' trip in the near future. Oh. Girls, we run this mother. Girls' trip. Hey. Girls' trip.
Girl.
Okay. All right. So let's get into our game. It's Let's Plan a Girls Trip. So excited. We're going to, like I said, give Christina two pictures, two options to decide how we are going to celebrate this and take this trip by storm.
Nice.
So let's see what we got.
Dun, dun, dun.
I'm like feeling this. I haven't
this
heard
music.
This
music.
Beyonce can do no wrong.
Right.
Beyonce can never do any
wrong.
She
can't. She just can't.
You know what I mean? And see, that's why I was gonna. One of the options I was gonna say, like Beyonce, but I'm like, nah. Like,
you can't put her.
I was struggling. I was like, you know, you can't. You can't do that.
Yeah.
So, okay. So this is. Well, wait. I think we're waiting on.
Give it 1 second. Oh, the computer's sort
it's
of stalled.
Okay. It's okay. We're gonna vibe out to Beyonce.
Okay. Yeah.
In the meantime. You know, there's one thing that I didn't put in there. Because I was trying to figure out, okay, you know, Tiffany Haddish is the crazy friend on the trip.
Right.
And I could not, for the life of me, couldn't find somebody who would be, like, in real life. So I think, like, Cardi B. I could think of, like who is her match.
Yeah, I don't even know. Cardi B is hilarious.
I feel like I'm just going to bring her. We don't even have to, you know.
Hilarious.
I would feel like, yeah, because I was like, okay, Cardi B or, and I was like, you know what? There's nobody like her.
I just, yeah, no, definitely not.
There is nobody like her. Oh, speaking of, back to TV, let's talk about you.
Yeah.
Is there, other TV shows besides the one that you're, you know,
currently
on? Yeah, that you like to watch?
Oh, that I like to watch?
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm kind of into. Okay, I'm gonna just be honest. I don't watch that much TV.
It's okay.
But
I have literally came up upon this week. We had some reality stars on another show that I did, and they literally told me that they don't watch any TV.
Yeah,
I'm
not
like,
so
you're
much.
A reality star.
Yeah,
and you're not even into the TV.
I have seen Love and Hip Hop. That show gets kind of cray cray.
It looks a lot.
Yeah,
of crazy.
It gets crazy.
It's a lot of crazy on there.
Yeah.
You know, Love and Hip Hop Hollywood is coming out on Monday.
Oh,
and that's Keisha Cole is on there.
Keisha Cole, I saw her at the BET red carpet.
Oh, really?
Year. Yeah, she's super nice.
I bet.
Super nice.
I bet. Mm-hmm. Shout out Keisha Cole.
Shout out Keisha Cole. I'm gonna see her tomorrow too. Actually, it's tomorrow Saturday.
Yeah,
there's like a charity event.
2 days from today,
I'm out of
girl,
it.
Girl, I thought today was Friday,
too. I thought today was Friday, too.
And, you know, I have, like, street parking, and it was, like, you know, Friday. And I was like, oh, my God, I got to move my car. And I was like, wait, it's Thursday.
Right.
Oh,
back in there.
That was Ronnie came in with a drum, like, it's Thursday. Boom.
Bam.
Okay, Ronnie, take us to the trip, Let's figure out where are we going first. Let's see. All right. Okay. You know what? Let's just start with this. Oh, wait.
Okay.
Never mind. Here we go. All right.
I see Kofi.
Let's see. Yeah, girl. Okay.
That's the one you want.
Yes. Let's start with this one. So.
Okay. Thanks for being patient.
Let's figure out where we're going. We got Miami and we have Las Vegas.
Oh, that's a hard one. I'm going to Miami next week.
You're
actually.
Kidding.
Yeah, with my family though, and for like a photo shoot.
Okay. So you're not really getting turned. You're not doing girls trip style.
Yeah.
It's okay. That's family. Woo. You gotta keep it cute. All right, so where are we going, Christina? I'm putting it in your hands.
That's so hard.
I feel like she has to say Miami.
You read my mind. I was gonna say Miami.
Yeah,
yeah, okay. It's hard choice though, but yeah, Miami.
Miami? Okay, we're going to Miami.
How about you? What would you say?
You know what's really funny? I have not been to Vegas since I've been legal to drink. Like, I don't know why I haven't.
Yeah.
But I haven't. Like,
yeah.
Like, all my friends have, and they're like, I got the Fat Tuesday, and I did all this stuff, and I'm like, I still haven't been.
I don't drink.
I'm
either.
Supposed to go. Really?
Yeah, I don't drink.
That's then look, you're probably not going to be
Vegas.
too happy to make this decision for the next one. So I might go to Vegas only because I haven't done it yet and then hit Miami.
Yes.
But you know what? I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to go with Vegas on this one.
Okay.
It's okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's cool. They're both
Ronnie,
good.
Pull up the drinks. Even though Christina doesn't drink, she's going to make the decision of what I'm going to drink on
cool.
this girl's drink. Because you can't have a girls trip without the drinks, you know? That's a big part of it.
True.
Okay, so We got the Hennessy. Hennessy is always a good turn up the party.
I've heard of Hennessy.
And then we also have the Patron. That's a good turn up tequila. So which one should I be drinking on this trip, Christina?
I'm going to give you Patron just because Hennessy, I don't know much about dark liquor. I've heard things about dark liquor.
I took a break.
And I feel like if you have it the whole trip, that would be a really bad situation. Whereas Patron, you can do the entire vacation.
I'm sorry.
I tried to do a Hennessy on a Memorial Day, and that just didn't work out.
That's it. One day. 2 hours. That's all you got.
Yeah. And then next thing you know, it was 5 o'clock. I didn't wake up from the party till midnight.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, girl, you missed the entire party.
Oh my goodness.
So yeah, you know what? I'm glad you picked Patron for me.
Okay.
See, you're a real one. You got
I got
the one.
You, girl. I got you.
So yes, okay. So now we're going to a concert. We gotta go, you know, and see somebody. And you know, if we were in Vegas, both of these people have a residency.
Yes.
But let's just say they're in Miami. Whoa, what's up, Ronnie?
I'm gonna be furious if she doesn't pick the right answer.
Oh my god.
Because there's only one. Correct.
Oh my gosh, I'm nervous now.
Because we like you so far, Christina, but this, you know,
God.
We're gonna throw you out the studio real quick.
No. Oh my goodness,
throw her out. Okay, Christina.
Okay.
Which one?
I feel the pressure.
I'm messing with you.
We got Britney Spears, and we have Jennifer Lopez, J Lo, and Britney. Ooh, this is hard.
Britney is like a classic, but. I kind of like J-Lo, though, because she's, like, bomb, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah, girl,
I'm going to go with J-Lo.
Me,
like,
too.
I'm sorry.
Britney's a classic.
Yeah.
Britney's a classic, but Britney, I don't know if J-Lo ever lip syncs, but I feel like hers is way more seamless than Britney, if she does it.
If she does, yeah.
But then, you know, Britney was my first ever pop star in life, so it kind of breaks my heart. You know what? This is what we'll do. We'll go see J-Lo first, and then we'll go to see Britney.
Yeah, definitely. Then we'll,
And that's a great girls trip. Okay, and then, you know, girls trip isn't a girls trip without eye candy. Okay? It's not a, you know, you have to, like, even though it's like, oh, only girls, you have to get somebody's number to
and
go,
and
you know?
That was the right answer, by the way.
You passed my test. Thank goodness.
He loves J-Lo.
I know the guy on the left. That's Kofi.
Yeah, Kofi.
He's
and then we have Lorenz Tate. They're both in the girls trip movie.
Oh, okay,
yes,
cool.
Uh-huh.
Super dope. I know Kofi was.
Are we going with the eye candy?
I wish West Side Effects was on there.
I know.
My
I'm like, okay, West Side Effects.
Like...
I'm sorry, West Side. You know what? Fine. What eye candy should I take home?
Maybe
she
Kofi?
Can't do that. She has
Let's
to
make it
the,
a love connection
you know,
situation.
Yeah. Let's hook you up, girl. I'm going to say Kofi.
Good. Because that is some fine chocolate. Look at that. And I just, like, I feel like I just, you know, discovered him recently.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I was like,
yeah.
Where have you been? I feel like after this movie, he's about to just.
Yes. Their whole family, like him and his brothers have been working on stuff too. Like,
I know he's on, I think, Queen Sugar, right?
Queen Sugar, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm like, why haven't I been watching Queen Sugar? Like, I don't understand.
Yes.
Kofi.
Girl, that's all you, girl. Yes.
Okay. Hey, Kofi, what's up? Yes, but okay. So our girls trip was if we're going by we're going with your trip, so we're gonna go with Miami. Oh no, play the music. Play music, boo. We're gonna go with Miami.
Yes.
And I'm drinking Patron.
Yes.
We're gonna go see J-Lo.
Yes.
And then we're gonna go see Britney.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna go home with Kofi. This is the best girls trip ever.
Amazing.
Amazing. And then you know what, Cardi B?
Come on through,
girl.
We need you.
Come on, girl.
Yes. We need Cardi
B. I might be a little shy at first. I need
to just be like, girl.
Yeah. You know?
She's hilarious.
I love Cardi B. Telling her truth. I'm like, you go, girl.
Yes,
tell your
seriously.
Truth. Well, Christina, this was so much fun.
It was so much fun. Thank you for having me.
Of course. It was amazing. I'm so excited for, like, all the stuff you have going on. Dear White People, guys, she's going to be on season 2 for a recurring role.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that show. Like I said, it's already on Netflix, so you can binge watch this entire season.
Definitely.
Season 1 is already out there.
Yes.
But maybe you want to to be careful because you might be upset when you finish the season tonight and then you have to wait till next year to get the rest. But still go and watch Dear White People and then be on the lookout for Fourth Down and hopefully you'll come back to promote that.
I'm so down. Yeah, I can come back and maybe talk about when the show's going to premiere and all that good stuff. And I hope I see you there too. Oh. I'll let you know all the info.
Can we ask you a question too?
Yes, of course.
You know, when Raelynn does the show, it's always about which talent is coming up next and who she likes, you know, for the future.
Yeah.
What are some of the actors, even maybe on the shows you're working on, that you also see as like the next big thing?
Oh, you go, Ronnie.
That's a good question.
I mean, I feel like the Dear White People cast and crew and all that, like, they seem to be having a moment. So maybe there's somebody there that's like really amazing.
Yes, for sure. I mean, Logan, she's kind of like already out
there. She's already, she's hit the floor.
Yeah,
and
she
did
Bratz.
That's, you know, when Bratz came out.
And she guested here too. She guested it.
Oh, really?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yes.
So actually, a lot of them. You know, the girl. Who's the girl that plays Jojo?
Jojo in what?
In Dear White People. Joanne. She's the one that's with.
It's not. Antoinette. I forgot her name.
Oh, no.
Regardless, that's the one I think is really, really the one to watch.
Yes, her and Antoinette is amazing.
I like the one who plays
amazing.
Reggie. I think he's great.
Yeah, yeah.
Because really I feel like I got to see his character wasn't as, you know, he didn't have like much as an arc in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm seeing him like
more.
Yeah. And
great.
I like it.
Yeah.
And I like the one who is the dean's son.
Oh, okay, that's because you saw half nudity in that situation.
Yeah, I saw that
Come on.
Episode two.
Girl.
I was like,
what?
I was like, I might have to get him on the show.
No,
I'm just kidding. But no, maybe I'm not. But so I think it's such great acting.
Yeah, it's some dope people. I was only on set with, it was two other actresses and then Logan and Antoinette.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't meet like the whole cast while I was on set. So I'm not too sure. But for sure, I would say Logan's amazing. And Antoinette, I think she's like, she's amazing too, and she's gonna have more stuff that she'll be booking as well.
And then also, were you nervous at all, like coming into like, especially with like Logan, who's already been on stuff? Really,
I was really nervous because, it was like my first speaking role, I guess, like ever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm SAG now from it, and I was super nervous. But when I got on set, like we walked to set. And, like, Logan, Antoinette.
Where did you guys shoot, by the way?
It was Sun Valley. They have, like, their own studio. I don't know if it's, like, Netflix's or if it's just for
Out
Dear White
California?
People.
Out in California?
Yeah, Sun Valley in California.
Girl, wait, you're kidding.
I swear. It's
that
like,
even the school and everything?
It's a studio, girl. It looks real, but it's a studio. We walk. It's, like, Sun Valley. It's, like, a huge studio.
Girl, I'm over here thinking y'all are on the East Coast doing something crazy.
You walk in, and it's, like, a built-up set. Like, it looks like a real school. They have, like... Because the scene that I was in, I was doing hair while I was like, talking and stuff.
Uh-huh.
It looked just like a real bedroom. Like it's crazy. It was all a set though. It was a set. Yeah.
This was the girl that I was speaking about.
Oh yes.
She plays Jojo Joelle. Okay. It's Ashley Blaine Featherston.
Got it. She wasn't in my scene, but
she's amazing
too.
And I'll say, like, obviously the character herself, I feel like I want to see more from that because she was kind of left out a little at the end. But also she came up to our sister network After Buzz and even just her interview, I don't know. I see a lot a big future with that girl.
Amazing. Yeah, she did amazing.
Yeah, no, she's great.
Yes.
She was trying to talk to Reggie in the show. That, I know. I was like, what's happening? Oh, wait, let me not give it away to the people. Oh, look, me dropping pins.
Oh.
Let me not give it away. I mean, she was talking to somebody on the show. I'm not going to give it away, even though I kind of did.
You better watch it.
Watch it, please, if you haven't already.
Yes.
And this has been BHL Next. I am your host, Raelynn T. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raelynn Taryn. Right. And Christina, let the people know one more time where they can find
you on
Instagram.
Oh, okay. It's lit. You can follow me on The Christina Cooper at Instagram. And thank you for having me.
Of course. And guys, don't forget to follow all things Black Hollywood Live at BHL Online. Hashtag next.
Yes.
Comment, rate, subscribe. All of that. I will see you next Thursday.
Bye.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Christie, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Like I was
a like expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.